produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello again, God's Precious Pearls throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry with yet another moment of inspiration. Thank you for joining us today. I pray everyone is doing well in the midst of all that's going around globally. I pray we are keeping our eyes stayed on the Lord because it is here He has promised perfect peace. Remember, He instructed us that when we see all these things happening, we should look up because our redemption draweth nigh. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you and blessings again to you. Let's pause for a moment of prayer. Father, it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus that we come to you with praises and thanksgiving. We worship and adore you. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you have done. We thank you for your mercies, which are new every day. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood that was shed on Calvary for us. We thank you, O God, for your precious blood. We thank you so much. Lord, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. He teaches us all things and he comforts us and he counsels us in all things. Father, please prepare our hearts today as we bless us and inspire us during this time of fellowship, I pray. Speak, Lord. Now, Father, I yield myself to you that you may speak through me in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen. You know, I'm often led to focus on relevant matters. And today, I would like to talk with you about how to cope with the global crisis we are presently experiencing. I would like to title this Peace in the Storm. Without a shadow of doubt, as we look around, there is so much unrest, one crisis after another. Not only global, but many are facing increasing personal problems. That's the climate of our world today. Increased lawlessness and problems. You know, at the beginning of this year, Holy Spirit led God's precious prayers to pray Psalm 91 over our households and to cover ourselves and our loved ones with the blood of Jesus. You see, he was preparing us. He knew what was in store. He knew what was ahead of us. Some of us got the orders, even as the Lord gave at Passover, and that was to apply the blood of Jesus on the blood on our doorposts. And he said, when he sees the blood, he will pass over it. This is how we started our new year. The Lord was actually preparing us. Many are facing troubles that they have not experienced before, sudden catastrophes and sudden disasters. This is not to maximize the situation any more than it has been or to express fear, but to discuss how to cope with it. No matter what goes on around us, we know one thing for sure, and that God is with us. Because he is with us, we will not fear. He will lead, guide, and instruct us how to cope. He will also provide for us. You know, we're reminded of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, it's just wonderful to think about the shepherd. And this is who our Lord Jesus is to us. He is our shepherd. The shepherd who tenderly and carefully watches over his sheep. It is natural. It is a natural thing to stock up on as much as possible the things that we use at home on a regular basis. And many of us are doing that. And that is wisdom. We have been stocking up on non-perishable items. I assure myself that as God provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness and also for Elijah as he hid by the brook Cherith, he was fed by the ravens, God will also provide for his children. And I know you're aware of that also. We have in the past heard of many testimonies, and we too have experienced God's supernatural intervention and provision in our lives. So we have to continue to live by faith, trust and believe that he will provide and meet all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. I often think and pray for others in distant lands who are facing difficult times without their everyday necessities, especially the elderly and children. You know, some are homeless, some are living in squalid conditions because they've had to flee their homes, you know, war-torn villages and running for their lives. Many of them are our own persecuted brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we have to pray for them. We have to always think about them and pray and ask the Lord to minister to them their needs. They've left the comfort of their homes as they flee for their lives. So we must think about them and pray for them. You know, the Lord comforted us with these words from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And he said, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the bird of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow, they do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. God will provide. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So we should not worry, we should not fear, no matter how difficult the situation seems to be. The Lord continues to comfort us with these words in John 14:27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What's peace? What is the definition of peace? Peace is a state of mental tranquility. It's a state of being calm, serenity, a blessed assurance that all is well. And that the peace that God gives, I'm telling you, is, we know it's awesome. It's a peace that passes all human understanding. Peace is a state of harmony between people and situations. No matter what the situation is, or how difficult it may seem, or how difficult the people around us may seem, God will give us his peace and wisdom in the situation. Storm causes fear, but every storm in our lives must succumb to the orders and voice of the Lord. We have to believe and trust in God's promises. His words to us in Isaiah 55:11 says, so my words be that go forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. When there is no peace, there is turmoil, anxiety, and fear. There are intense, frightful feelings of uncertainty. We need faith and trust in the Lord to overcome this. We can't worry about tomorrow. We just have to believe, as the scripture tells us earlier, that God, as God provided for the ravens, provided for Elijah, you know, through the ravens, as he hid by the brook, we have to believe that he will provide for us. Storms cause unrest and weariness in our souls. There's no rest at all. But as long as we trust in him, we have that blessed assurance that God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, who created us in his own image, will never leave us nor forsake us, but he will be with us to the end. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, from gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Every storm in our lives must succumb to the orders and voice of the Lord. Note, there is nothing about us nor our circumstances that is hidden from God. As a matter of fact, he sees them before we see them. So many times he prepares us, and you know, he speaks to our hearts. He prepares us with the storm that's coming. He has different ways of preparing us, and he also gives us his word of comfort. And as long as we read and meditate and believe on his words, we will have that comfort and rest in him. When we look at Matthew 14:22-23, Jesus sent his disciples to the other side. That is where this is where the storm erupted. He knew there was going to be a storm. What was he trying to establish in his disciples? We think he was trying to establish faith and trust in them. In this part of the world where the storm erupted, surrounded by mountains, which is pretty similar to the mountains in our lives, like the storms, like the mountains in that area, just erupt without warning because of the structure of the mountains, because the way they're created. And so with our lives, you know, we face sudden emergencies, problems without warning. But God prepares us for them, and he gives us his word of comfort. Who did he address? Who did Jesus address? He addressed Peter. And Peter's faith, Peter's response demonstrated faith. And the Lord said, on Peter's faith, on this rock will I build my church. He called Peter the rock. And therefore, we are the church, and God wants us to be firm in him and to have faith. He said in verse 31, O thou of little faith, why doubt? He doesn't want us to doubt. With little faith, we have doubt. When they got in the boat, the wind ceased. We must get into that boat. When Jesus got into the boat, the wind ceased. We must get into that place of safety with the Lord. We must get into the boat with him. Storm causes worry. We look at Mark 4, 35 to 41. You know, a great storm arose in that area. And Jesus was asleep in the boat. He was resting in the boat. And the boat was filling. And of course, the disciples were afraid. And they cried out to him and they said, Master, aren't you worried about us? We're perishing. They were afraid. But Jesus very calmly rebuked the storm. And he said, peace be still. God is more able to calm all our fears and worry. So, you know, we need to exercise that faith. And when we're faced with a storm, just look to him and speak to the storm and said, peace be still. Even now, with what's happening globally, we must trust and believe and not be afraid. Trust and believe that it is this time that we'll prove and we'll see the demonstration of God, that he will be with us, that he will make provision for us. We must, you know, see the mighty hand of God moving our lives in this time. Storms causes change. In Genesis, it causes us to make changes. In Genesis chapter 6 to 9, we see the situation of a sinful world in the time of Noah. And God had a plan to make some changes. He instructed Noah to make preparations by building an ark. We too must build an ark of refuge for our families, a place of safety and refuge, a place of worship. And, you know, pretty similar to what we're doing now, even with this virus that's going around. As I said, with wisdom, we're making preparation. We're making preparation for our families. I'll talk a little bit more about that. My observation is that what are we doing in this situation? We're not just with wisdom making preparations for ourselves, but we're also thinking about our loved ones. You know, as we purchase non-perishable items or things that we think we might need, we're also looking out for our loved ones. We're also thinking, most importantly, if you're like me, I'm thinking about my little grandchildren. I'm thinking about my little ones. You know, I don't want them to be to lack anything. And at the same time, the Lord doesn't want us to lack anything. So even as we think about our little ones, the Lord is also thinking about us. We want to make sure our little ones are comfortable, and the Lord will also make sure we are comfortable. What a precious and blessed thought. Yet, we will believe, we must believe that God will provide and keep us from all harm. He will keep us from the virus. He will protect us. We have to believe that he will protect us. Just trust and believe. We have to trust and believe at this time. We have to exercise our faith like never before. It is not easy to accept changes. Everything seems difficult and adjustments are needed, but God will grant us the peace and he will see us through. God is faithful. He will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. You know, at this time, we just have to stop to give God thanks. We also have to pray more. We have to seek him more in his word. We have to pray more for our lost loved ones, those who do not know him and those who do not know the blessed hope of his promises that he will be with us and that he will provide for all that we need. You know, so this is a time of reflection. This is a time of learning to be still and know that God is God. This is a time of exercising our faith like never before, not trusting in our own efforts, but trusting in the promises of God that he will never leave us nor forsake us. When we look at the times and we look at the promises and we look at the words that God has given us and we see changes all around us, you know, we say, surely God is on our way. As I've seen many little messages going out, it's time to trim your wick and fill your lamps with oil. Keep that lamp burning because the bridegroom is on the way. Because the news is telling us that they've never seen anything like this. Nothing has been like this for many, many years. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know the whole story of what's going on. But one thing we know, there are lots of changes going on. And the Lord is instructing us and granting us wisdom to make preparations as much as we can as he provides, and he will continue to provide for us. We should also continue to seek the Lord for protection. Pray for protection against this virus. Not to be afraid, but to pray for protection. Pray that this thing does not spread more as it continues to do so throughout the land. There are many cities that have been closed down, and reports show that it's spreading more and more. We have to pray for protection. We have to bind up this virus in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So we have to take that authority. We have to pray and seek the Lord more. And as we seek him in prayer, he will give us instructions. He will lead us, and he will guide us, and he will show us exactly what we need to do, how we need to prepare, and what have you. And we are assured that he is with us. We also should spend time praying and thinking about our loved ones who have not accepted the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And even as this word goes out, and for you who are listening, for anyone listening at the sound of my voice who do not know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, this is a time for you to invite him. Invite the blessed Lord and Savior to be Lord of your life, that he will watch over you, he will protect you, he will keep you. Accept him as your Lord and Savior before it is too late. So here I give you that invitation at this moment to invite you to stop and examine, repent of your sins, and ask the Lord to be Lord of your life so he may lead and guide you in all truth. Just continue to pray for lost souls. As I said, we pray for protection. We pray for those who are sick and who are being quarantined. It's not a very comfortable situation to be in. So we pray for them. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are business owners and they're losing business terribly. We pray for them that the Lord will restore them and provide for them. We pray for hearts that they will not faint and they will not go weary and they will not lose heart, but they too will trust in the Lord. We pray for victims. We pray for those who've succumbed to this illness, and we pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones at this moment. As I said before, those who are quarantined, it's not a comfortable thing to be isolated away from your loved ones. Only on the news this evening, we're hearing about people in nursing homes who cannot visit with their loved ones. How sad. We've heard about students in overseas lands, and the parents are far away from them, and they're worried about their children in foreign lands, and they cannot hear from them. Or some of them actually communicate by texting, but of course, they're worried about them. So we pray for those people, too, that some relief will come, that they'll be able to meet with their loved ones again. We also pray for a resolve in this situation, that a cure will be made, vaccination or whatever is able, you know, they're able to provide will be given to us. But most importantly, we pray for protection. You know, as I said earlier, what was given, the direction that was given to us at the beginning of this year, God's Precious Pearls Ministry, was to pray Psalm 91. And I invite everyone to look at that psalm. And I think many, many, many people have been receiving that psalm, Psalm 91. So pray that over yourselves and your loved ones, and plead the blood of Jesus over yourselves and loved ones continually. Let us continue to pray for one another, that we will be strengthened, we will not faint, we will not lose heart, and that we will overcome every fear and worry. And just pray for the body of Christ. Pray for everyone. Pray for missionaries in foreign lands. And just continue to encourage and pray and support and love each other. I pray this will cause us all to think and ponder and seek the Lord more. Trust Him. Believe in His word that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Do not succumb to fear and worry, but rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in Him will disperse fear and worry and anxiety, and it will increase our hope and our trust in Him. So, my beloved friends throughout Radio Land, let's encourage one another. Let us look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us not lose heart. Let us not grow faint or weary, but trust in Him. Rise up and rejoice and give God thanks for everything. And also, I did not include the medical personnel who are taking care of people who are sick at this time, who people who have been quarantined. Let's think about them. They too are facing their lives, and they too are facing difficult situations, being gowned up the way they have been to protect themselves. Let's remember every medical personnel throughout the land who are taking care of the sick. So my loved ones, be encouraged today, and let's look to the Lord, from whence cometh our help. May the Lord bless each and every one. May the Lord strengthen you, encourage you, comfort you, and bring you peace, even in this time of crisis that we face globally. The Lord be with you. Until next time, God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.